Hello, respected viewers. I'm George from Ireland. Just in case you think I'm never in my native Ireland, here I am back again. And the more observant of you who really know the kingdom will have recognized this as Kenmare by the parish church. I needn't say of which denomination. But anyway, Kenmare has improved remarkably since my first visit over 30 years ago. They've cleaned up the stone, everything is brighter, everything's in an excellent state of repair. There's the Poor Clare's Convent behind, which closed in 1993, apparently still used for educational purposes. A school just beyond it, flying the Ukrainian colours. Quite a few Ukrainian refugees in town, some of them been here for almost a year and a half, becoming part of the furniture. Bet they like it so much they'd scarcely want to leave. So on Railway Road, because there was a railway station, discontinued here way back in the 1930s, as I got that right. So Bor an Iron Road. So that really is like Iron Road Railway. Anyway, so this is it the third biggest town in Kerry? I don't know. Obviously, Tralee is the county town. Killarney's fairly big, and here we are. It's all based around this little triangle here, this little park with picnic tables. What is this curious building here, which is shut? I mean, I've not been here for years, Kenmare, so I don't know what it is. There's some very handsome cottages. Look at that rose cottage beyond. There's I was reading how the woman who brought the Poor Clares, as in nuns, from Newry County down here, that her maiden name was O'Hagan, well, never married, obviously, and her brother, Thomas O'Hagan, was the first Catholic to be Lord Chancellor of Ireland, as in the highest judge. I mean, I guess since the Reformation, prior to the 1530s, everybody here was a Catholic throughout Ireland. Protestantism wasn't invented in the British Isles until then. Okay, so a bit of a street market. There's a regatta on in town. I might try and film a little bit of that. I was an aficionado of the first Troubled Times years ago. Well, not that I was keen on it, but I was fixated with reading about it. And I do remember reading about how fighting here in the Civil War, as in June 1922 till April 1923. And there's a little bit of fighting here in the autumn of 1922. When the Dublin Guards, as in part of the Free State Army, came down, landed by sea, and the local IRA had holed up in the bank, as in the most secure building around. Obviously, there's Bank of Ireland and AIB here these days. Surprised that the Bank of Ireland's still going in this town, because they closed it in Bantry years ago, for instance, which is probably bigger than here. Anyway, so you're getting an idea of what the place is like. Obviously, all very low-rise, three-storey buildings at most, quite individual buildings, painted fairly brightly. And I noticed, you know, when I return to Ireland, it gets better and better every time, because we're just wealthier now. One of the wealthiest countries in the world, by some measure the sixth wealthiest country on earth. It's just staggering economic success, despite the dearth of natural resources. Like a tiny bit of gas off the old head of Kinsale, no oil, no coal, hardly any metals and so forth. Obviously, fairly fertile land, well, especially for potatoes. Oh, it's fine for cattle, but not great for tillage. So not great for arable farming because it's just too moist here. I'm gonna go across here. Now there was a snack bar called Mickey Ned's there for years and years. I don't know if it was gone after a footballer, as in he played Gaelic football, not played soccer. Because in the Republic of Ireland, you say football, people assume you're talking about Gaelic football. So that's similar to Aussie rules. I remember an RTE. Most of my viewers will be non-Irish. That's Radio Television Éireann, the main broadcaster in the Republic of Ireland. Oh, look at this bit of Catholic kitsch and some Orthodox ones. Look at the images. The long faces on this side of the Blessed Virgin and the Christ Child. The Sacred Heart of the Blessed Virgin. Do you see how it's often ringed by thorns, but it's a fire. And there, Jesus, Mary and Divine Joseph with the dove symbolizing the presence of the Holy Spirit above. Remember buying the Towers of Hanoi, this little game here, going on very long drives or shopping trips to here when I was little, just bored out of my mind. And there's that quill selling woolly jumpers, a few places selling tourist souvenirs and such like. So there's a bit of farming around, tourism, I don't know what the other industries are. But I noticed the cars, people have got fairly flash cars, people have got expensive clothes, so things really have improved. Yeah, I mean, just a new gleam of confidence has caught Ireland. Obviously a very rough time after 2008, economic shrinkage in 2009, 2010, we returned to growth in 2011. So I wouldn't quite say booming, obviously inflation's a bit of a problem, not as bad as in some countries. Another thing is, I mean, being so far out to the Atlantic was a problem in many ways down the centuries, and now it's actually turned out to be an asset because we can capture so much wind energy, relatively low population density. Here we are in the Republic of Ireland, about 70,000 square kilometers and only 5 million people. So the potential to capture more energy than we need and sell it to the United Kingdom. I don't know if we can sell it any further afield. But there we go, Turkish Barber, so a new multiracial island. I remember hearing about that on RTE, multiracial island, in 1998 and scoffing at it, but it's become a reality. Now, Dublin's been multiracial for a long time, but even in fairly remote places, I remember even in like Killarney in the year 2000, people were visible ethnic minorities. Or in Castletown Bear, another place like that, people who come from Pakistan or Senegal and such like, the Nigerian people, Chinese people. So yeah, things have changed. Oh, Tom Crean, that famous Kerryman who was in there. I see something dedicated to Tom Crean. He's got that, he had that pub, the called the South Pole at Annisgold, which is also in Kerry. He was a sailor in the Royal Navy. He was part of, was it Scott's expedition to the Antarctic? Or was it Sir Ernest Shackleton? Shackleton's another Irishman, of course, although his expedition to South Georgia, the South Pole, gang awry, he never lost a man. You should see that biopic about him entitled Shackleton. I believe the Royal Air Force's bomber was named in his honor, and I filmed outside his house in London. He was from Kildare. His father was a doctor, but anyway. So here's Tom Crean, who chose to sort of de-emphasize his previous membership of the here we go, all about Tom Crean of the Royal Navy, because here he was in Kerry, a real hotbed of Republican activity, and that was, you know, the Crown Forces were really not the flavour of the month by the early 1920s. So he lived on for some considerable time after that, because of course before the First World War it was not unusual for people from Ireland, including the Catholic majority, including people of nationalist views, to enlist in His Majesty's, previously Her Majesty's Armed Forces, to take the King or Queen's shillings, to sign that, to you know, swear allegiance. And that wasn't particularly contentious until, say, after 1916 and the anti-recruiting campaign. So that is a tour of most of the town of Kenmare. So I've been into this bookshop, I've been had dinner in this hotel up here, about to pass the Garda station. I know some people who are rather old hats say Garda Barracks, but I think that's partly because it goes back to, what's the word? It goes back to the days of the Royal Irish Constabulary, when they used to say barracks, since it was, people say it was really a gendarmerie. It was the only police force in the United Kingdom that was armed. But I read that prior to 1916, whereas the RIC, yes, they possessed firearms, they didn't carry them routinely, only when they believed the situation demanded it. We've got the Lansdowne Kenmare, because the Marquess of Lansdowne was a major local landowner. There's obviously Lansdowne Road in Dublin, which is the home of Irish Rugger. That's where our national rugby stadium is. And yeah, there was a Marquess of Lansdowne who was Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, and that was before we were even part of the UK, so proves how sort of pro-Irish Great Britain was. And who was the other one? There was another Irishman even before the Union who was Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. I can't remember who it was. Obviously several afterwards, like George Canning and the Duke of Wellington, Tony Blair, John Major. I mean, all people at least a quarter Irish. Or Andrew Bonar Law. Although of those, the only ones born in Ireland, methinks, were His Grace, the Duke of Wellington, born possibly in Dublin, possibly his family's castle in County Meath. Okay, so I hope you get the measure of the place. And everything's in good nick. So quite a tranquil town by the sea, Kionmara, head of the sea, it means in the indigenous language. You see a few County Kerry flags. So Kerry is sometimes known as the Kingdom, so the extreme southwest corner of Ireland. I'm not sure if there's anything else to know. We're only just in Kerry, we're a few miles from the border with County Cork, because, you know, counties really matter in Ireland, because sports are organised on county lines and every county has a flag. And people don't mess with county boundaries. In Great Britain, they're always playing around with them, but you'd never get away with that here. They're obviously dioceses, but the Diocese of Kerry takes in a bit of Cork, the Bearer Peninsula, so they often get Kerry priests in Bearer. Okay, so I've more or less done the triangle, and this street will, when I show you to the right, will point back to that little triangle of green in the middle of town. So lots of little shops, and it's actually pleasing, they're individual. They're not just, what's the word? They're not just chain shops. So that's down to the town centre, and you see how the hills rise very abruptly around. So the whole place luxuriates in verdure. So it was an unusually busy Saturday afternoon because of the nearby regatta going on. It seemed to be ladies racing on the sea. It's the Kenmare River. Despite the word river, it's actually a bay. So this is we're at the edge of the Atlantic Ocean. And this is new since the last time I've been here. My God, that must be 15 years ago, more. I can't think how long it was. These rather smart modern age apartments with that bare stone finish. The Retreats Park Hotel Kenmare. We're coming to the Church of Ireland Church. Now, the Church of Ireland seems just such a misnomer, as there were only ever a minority of Irish people were members of it, like 15%, 15% at most. That's taking in the whole of Ireland, Northern Ireland. And obviously here in the Republic of Ireland, much lower than that, maybe 3% of the population. There are a few other Protestants and so on. So I'm staggered they managed to keep this going, because there'd be very few adherents of the Church of Ireland here, because Kerry is one of the most preponderantly Catholic counties of all. You know, I'd guess like 98% Catholic of those who've got any religious denomination at all, because there are plenty of people who don't identify with any religious denomination at all. And there you see it. A very fine, handsome, but perhaps a little bit forbidding, dark grey stone building, faintly Gothic. What do you think? Because at the Reformation, all the Catholic churches were suddenly declared to be Church of Ireland, which is just a carbon copy of the Church of England. Even the 39 Articles of the Church of England, the documents saying what the Church of England is and what its doctrines are and so forth, they and how it's to be governed. That's simply, for Ireland, they simply said, for England, read Ireland. They simply just copied it. There we go. Okay. So that's it. I wonder if that's the rector's house nearby, as in the religious leader. I shall switch it off. Maybe I can go inside the church. Goodbye then.